I was raised in Calgary, Alberta, and I was singing in a choir. Then I started singing folk songs, and I started singing in a band. And then through the singing in a band, I got a job at the local radio and television station as an apprentice cameraman. And it turned out after a little while, they realized I was a lousy cameraman. So they moved me into radio and made me an engineer. So I was rolling tapes and records, if people remember records and tapes and things. And then they gave me the all-night show on the weekend, so that's how I sort of got my feet wet as a DJ. And then the snowball started to roll, and I decided to go to England to rekindle my roots, as it were, because I was born in England. And I managed to BS my way onto a pirate radio ship called Radio Caroline, and I was there for just over a year.
And that's a pretty famous pirate radio station, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, it was. It was one of the first, and they even made a movie about it called Pirate Radio.
Yeah.
And everybody says, "So, which one was you?" I said, "No, I wasn't in it." They tried to get Brad Pitt to play my part, but
he was too much money. Yeah.
I felt he was too old.
Keith, it's Fred Wallace. First, happy birthday. Did you like the movie?
No, it was terrible. It was awful. It was, you know, it was all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and really, there was the only thing they got right was, well, they didn't even get the rock and roll right because they got the music all wrong. They were playing things that weren't even out at the time, you know.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the TV show Keith Hampshire's Music Machine. What was
how did
like?
That come about? Well, I was freelancing at the time, and I had just. Oh no! I was also doing. I guess I had my recording career going on at the time, and anyway, I had done a little bit of television comedy acting, whatever you want to call it, on Wayne and Schuster and a few other television shows. And so when they went casting for a host for this show, Music Machine, I sort of popped up as, hey, he can do comedy, he can do singing, he's the guy. So that's how I became the host of that show, because originally it was going to be more of a variety show. It was going to be comedy and skits and,
right,
you know, singing at the same time. But they decided after three or four of the shows that the comedy wasn't very funny.
Keith, so
let's make it music. So that's when it became strictly music.
Keith.
But we had a good run. We were on the air for 2 years, and I think we did about 50 shows in all. And we tried to showcase up-and-coming Canadian talent.
Right.
So we had Lighthouse, we had April Wine, we had Ian Thomas. I mean, they were all on my show, and it was terrific. But the problem is that CBC, in their infinite wisdom, has taped over all of the shows. They're all gone.
Ouch.
No.
Ouch.
Every one of them.
Keith, when we're talking radio or TV or performing music, finally, what gave you the most joy?
What gave me the most joy? I think when I go to a Blue Jays baseball game and sit in the stands, mm-hmm, and I hear 50,000 people singing OK Blue Jays.
I was going to mention, you're the voice on that record, OK Blue
Yeah,
Jays.
I think that's it. And also, back in the turn of the century, I did a concert thing at Parliament Hill in Ottawa, with a bunch of other of the cronies from the 70s, sort of a musical medley thing. And I performed in front of 110,000 people. I had to go and change my underwear.
That's a crowd.
It was frightening. I had no idea.
Almost as big as Paul's audience.
Yeah, right.
Wonderful.
Well, we're just about out of time here, Ray. I was going to ask you about your voiceover work, too. You've did a lot of voices for cartoons like the Care Bears and Babar and the Raccoons and things like that. And have you done a lot of voice work for commercials and things like that? What are you doing now? What are you up to now? Are you semi-retired? Are you taking it easy? Or what are you doing?
I am mostly retired.
Mostly.
As a matter of fact, I don't do sweet anything. I am performing actually this on Wednesday at the Beacon Restaurant Tavern, whatever, in Wasega Beach.
Really?
With my good friend Virgil Scott. He's managed to fit me in, and it's one of the very few live venues in Canada. I mean, they're all closed down. Nobody's performing live anymore. You can't. But the Beacon has managed to keep the place open.
Wow. Oh, I've been in the Beacon many times.
Have you? You've
yes,
been
I have.
Drinking
well,
at the Beacon.
He's been thrown out many times.
Like the Beacon.
Don't let anybody in. Wow. I love your station, by the way.
Well, great. Thank you.
I love your station. I'm always hearing from people up there saying, hey, I heard your record on CFOS.
See? There we go.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of.
Love you guys.
See if you can tell me what the name of this is.
Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that one?
Come on.
1973, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's the one my wife hates.
We'll let people at home guess, but okay. I think they got it because the phone lines have just lit up.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Right on.
Well, I am surprised, but I'm not.
Keith, thanks very much. It's been a
delight.
Thank you very much. So far, it's going good.